Coming up, I sound super sick, but super awesome. We talk about the ending of those two-parters we mentioned last episode, and some more Gokaiger. And we have a topic where we discuss the first episodes of both Sentai and Power Rangers. All this and more coming up on...
Podcast Sentai! Power Ranger!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this. This is episode, I don't even know anymore because we haven't done it in 3 weeks, unfortunately. This is Podcast Sentai Power Rangers, and it's definitely an episode, but, I would be hard pressed to tell you which episode it is because clearly, I'm an awful, awful human being who can't release a show. Although to be fair, I think I was sick 1 week and then Colton was sick the next week. Speaking of Colton, I'm Nansadiki, obviously, and I'm joined as always by my faithful minion servant, Colton Clayton.
So sick, scree, Colton. Scree! I'm a minion, scree!
Exactly. So yes, as you could probably tell, we haven't done an episode in 2 whole weeks, and that's, I apologize profusely for that. It's because, things came up. Colton was sick 1 week, and the next week I got, like, really busy, moving through different towns. Like, I was on planes and trains and automobiles.
And references.
Yes. It's legitimately true. So now we're finally together, on the internet, and we are ready to do a show.
But before
I did the show, Colton, have you done anything of interest in the past 2 weeks since we recorded?
Interesting. Yeah, I do live a pretty dull life, but, you know, play the occasional new game, talk to some friends, get some new DVDs, not kill myself. Good stuff.
I watched, the entire Green with Evil saga last night of Power Rangers.
Oh, Power Rangers related. Yeah, I did do some stuff like that. I watched a few episodes here and there. I watched a few series I may have not watched before. Some interesting views, to say the least.
Well, that's some news. We don't really have a news segment because we can never actually find the news. But we do have one bit of news, and that's that every episode of Power Rangers from Mighty Morphin up to RPM and the re-version of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers are all on Netflix Instant Streaming, as well as VR Troopers and Big Bad Beetleborgs.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. So I spent an hour yesterday, hour and a half, I believe, watching the Green with Evil saga with some friends.
That is pretty cool, sir.
Okay, so I guess without even further ado, we should get into our review of the episode from 2 weeks ago of Power Rangers Samurai. So, yes, Power Rangers Samurai. This was the second part of the two-parter where the Rangers had gone to the Tengen Gate, and everything was left up to our new hero, Antonio, and because most of the Rangers were sick, except for Jaden, who was kidnapped. Very similar, in fact, to the Green with Evil saga, except the Rangers weren't sick. But yes, Jaden had been kidnapped by, Decker. Decker, wow, I so stupid forgot that. Yes, Jaden was kidnapped by Decker because he wanted the ultimate fight. And then they had, Antonio had to save the day, by putting all the symbol power into that black box thing. And Refresh my memory. Was there the four Rangers tried to fight an Azord all on their own? Or did
four
they
Rangers
get
and Azord? I'm not sure about that, but they did manage to overcome their illnesses, if I remember right.
Yes, they did manage to overcome the sickness to fight a little bit, and oh, that's right, they did. They went over to the place where the Gokaigers fought the first episode.
I remember that now.
So yeah, they ended up in Japan somehow and fought where the Gokaigers ended up in their episode two.
It's Australia. It doesn't take that long to get to Japan from there.
I guess not, but technically the show's in California. So they went there, they fought, and then Antonio went and saved Jaden, and then I think some more people mentioned a secret. And then at the end of the episode, Jaden was all like, they were like, hey Jaden, come in, have some pizza to celebrate. And he's like, no guys, I'm gonna stay out here and brood. And then he decides, you know what, I'm gonna have some pizza. And so he goes in to have pizza.
He doesn't want to be like, he doesn't want to be a depressing asshole who only thinks about fighting all the time.
Exactly. And so, yeah, so that was the episode. That was Power Rangers Samurai. I'm sure I missed something. I was gonna refresh my memory by watching it again, but then I didn't.
Then I didn't.
Hey, it's not like you did either.
You've got a point.
Yeah. So.
But at least I didn't say like I did.
I didn't. I'm not pretending I did. I'm leveling with my audience. So, anyways, Colton, what did you think of this episode?
Let's see where to begin. Well, I do like more Decker episodes because I think he's an interesting kind of not quite villain but not quite hero character. He's not really anti-hero because he's not really doing just a lot of good things, but he's not really a villain because he just has this like one small motive off on the side that it isn't even something. I don't even know if he'd even kill Jaden if he won. I just think he wants that battle. I mean, he probably would, but I don't think he'd kill anyone else.
Yeah,
he seems pretty focused on just this one battle. Then my life's complete.
Right. Well, we get some more characters up with Decker. Where he's like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm pretty sure that if I fight this battle, I get removed from my curse and maybe remember everything or something. And then we get Dayu like, oh, Decker, if only you knew, which hints to the fact that Dayu does remember everything that happened and remembers that she probably was the woman who went and became Dayu, who went and became a Nylock to, you know, save her lost lover or whatever.
Where the something or other happened, basically.
Right, yeah. We're not necessarily certain of what happened, but it's pretty obvious.
Definitely agree there.
Yeah, we'd be done in your mic. I mean, is there anything else you wanted to say about this episode? It was...
It feels like it's been a little while. My memory's a bit rusty.
Right, yeah, I was, I mean, we talked in length about the first part of it, and, you know, there wasn't a lot more happened in the second part that hadn't already, you know, been predicted, the first part at least.
You know, with all this build-up and all this setup towards this black box thing, it's just kind of disappointing that the series gets on break before we even get to see what it can do.
Yeah, you know, that's, you bring up a good point where, it seems that the series is on break for the summer. I don't know how certain we are about that, when it's going to be coming back, but it hasn't been scheduled for another new episode. It's not like they said, hey guys, we're going to be on break until the end of the summer. They just went on break.
Oh, it does explain how they'd managed to make a one-year Power Rangers series last 2 years.
Yeah, they did say they're going to do two
seasons. Take a half a year break.
Yeah, they said they're going to do two seasons of Samurai, and so if they're going to do, you know, two 20-episode seasons of Samurai, that's it's not the normal way they'd done it before, where they'd just do a full series, but, you know, it's a way to do it. I prefer them to just, you know, the quote-unquote second season, they use the Ghost Ranger outfits, similar to maybe to what they did in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers back in the day, but then that would sort of kill the whole fact of Jaden's secret and all that stuff, so...
Yeah, you think that's crazy? Just wait till if they do that, they go to Gokaiger.
Yes, if
they do, it's already going to be hard enough as is to explain things. It's like, why are there seven people who are in the same role, despite the fact that they're all fighting separately in that battle?
I'm still disappointed that I'm still disappointed that they're calling Samurai the 19th season, because it's really the 18th season, because they're counting the quote-unquote reversion of Power Rangers where they added comic book effects. They're calling that of Mighty Morphin. They're calling that season 18, which makes no sense. Which means really that is. Technically season 20 would be the second season of this, or maybe it would be Ghost Ager.
Yeah, that would be disappointing. Anyways, I think it would be best saved for that kind of big, we're bringing back all the old series thing. And, you know, I think I've got the perfect solution. They could just be candor with it. Admit that even though they have their Power Rangers exactly the way it happened, the powers also went to these Japanese guys some point either before or after them.
They're not doing that. Come on.
And then that could explain why there's all these old Sentai who never got representation here.
They're not going to do it, though. It's, come on, just...
Oh, and some people said they wouldn't do a direct, fairly accurate version of Power Rangers for comparing to the Japanese version. Look at Samurai. Some people still complain, but
we have an email about this later on. But yeah, it's quote unquote direct. But I mean, you know, Gower Ranger was quote unquote direct as well. Maybe it's a little bit too direct because you know they had to cut things out that they don't necessarily have that you know good. They don't have that good of holds on some of the stuff, like the fisherman type in episode 5. You know, it's kind of strange going on there. But anyways,
there we go.
Is that it?
Yeah. Generally, I did enjoy the episode from what I can recall. It's just you know it's a little bit fuzzy on me because you know when you're sick for a while after seeing an episode and then the series goes on break, you don't get to watch the episode again. You're all like, what happened? Huh?
Yeah, one thing that's interesting is that they went on break, and in the break, they still haven't shown the first episode.
That's disappointing.
So I still haven't seen. I think it's a two-parter, so that would bring the episode count up to 18 for the first half of the thing, and I think it's supposed to be 20. So I feel like a little bit later on they're going to have another two-parter or something, like you know at the end
of
the summer.
You know what could be a possibility.
Yes.
And the possibility for the first two episodes, they might have added their own little bit of original content the first two episodes to kind of like establish the later female Red Ranger. And that might be why they're putting it off, because they want to build up a mystery, and then when they reveal her, they'll flash back to the first episode, have the same action at their start, but also have him like contemplating that situation.
It's possible, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Not just a thought. I mean, there has to be some reason why they didn't put him out, right?
Marketing,
because you know no one wants to see how the characters began their journey. That never sells, and it's never done 1,000 times.
You know, kids might not. Kids are fickle creatures.
I don't know. Sometimes you do want to see the start.
I want to see the start, but you know, little kids maybe want to jump right into the action and figure out who these people are later.
It's Power Rangers / Sentai. Even with a slow start to build up characters, there's always action within the first episode.
Yeah, well. Is that it? Well, I mean, it depends.
Literally, I've watched several series in both English and Japanese. I have not seen a single one just start off with, hey, nothing's happening.
I've seen seasons, some of the more recent ones, I think in Ninja Storm even, that a two-parter, the Rangers didn't even morph until the second part.
As long as you start off with some action, it should be fine.
Yeah, but, you know, you want to see them be Power Rangers, so who knows?
Because remember, without the power, you're just a ranger, and it's not impressive.
Yeah. Anywho.
Oh, that reminds me. You said there were no news, but when you reminded me that Samurai went on break, it went on break around E3, right?
Yeah, I think the
ironically, we learned of a Power Rangers Samurai game for the 3DS.
Did we? I did not pay attention to anything at E3. You did.
I did, but I was sick, like I said, so it completely slipped my mind as I was busy voiding my bowels.
So this would be the first single season based game since SPD.
The commercial even if you haven't seen it, the commercial even has the theme song.
That's not surprising at all. It's also the first
game.
It's the first Power Rangers game at all since November 2007.
Wow.
Was the last Ranger. Power Rangers game was 4 years ago. And then the last, you know, they did season based games from Lightspeed Rescue through SPD, but then Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive, Jungle Fury, RPM didn't get their own games. So, you know, I played Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, the game, on my Game Boy Color, I think.
Maybe it was regular DS, but I did find, I think I found the trailer.
Well, we might include that in the show notes, if I can. What do you think of this game trailer?
Oh, I think it's quite interesting. It seems to be kind of a beat 'em up style, and you get to play as at least all the five starting Rangers, from what I see. And we see Jaden transform his sword into the big thing.
Do you have an unlockable Antonio?
I don't know. You could totally use your Wiimote as their sword for the Megazord.
Oh, that's cool. Actually, that's I saw that at the at Walmart yesterday. They had a toy for it, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I know what that's used for in the show, guys.
It's done by Namco Bandai, and it's apparently coming out this holiday.
Yeah, it's hopefully it will be better than some other Namco Bandai games we can name.
They bring out anime-based games that I have to get due to my addictions.
Yeah, I mean, it looks kind of like you're just, you know, going around. It looks kind of like a 3D platformer.
Yeah, I kind of saw that. I kind of see the 3D platformer meets beat 'em up. Because the style looks like those old games, like your Double Dragon, where you're running down the screen, and you just come out, you attack him, then move on to the next portion.
Well, unfortunately, the first thing I think of is that awful, awful Dragon Ball Z game.
Sagas?
Yeah, that one.
At least think of a good beat-em-up.
I'm just saying that's the only thing that's coming to mind when I see the trailer. Like it reminds me of that. But that wasn't a Namco Bandai game. That was done all in America, so.
By the most inhuman of people.
Yeah. So it looks promising. I don't think I'll play it, because I don't think I have a system that plays it. But when
you have neither a DS nor a Wii?
I have the original DS. I have a DS Lite, but I'm not sure what the charger is.
According to that video, I believe, actually, I was mistaken when I said 3DS at first. I believe it's the regular DS.
Well, I don't know what my charger is. So if I find that, then maybe I'll look into getting the game. But when it comes out, I'll force you to do a full review of it.
Yeah, I'll have to buy a crappy licensed game that's probably going to suck.
Oh, don't lie. You're going to buy it anyway.
I'll probably do it anyways because I have no will of my own.
So, with that aside, I think we're done. Are we done? We're done
with time? I think we've done everything we can with Samurai.
Okay, well then that means that it's time to talk about...
piracy! Woo!
yes, piracy. It's the month of the Sixth Ranger over at...
let's go, Kaija!
And Kaizuga Sentai Go Kaiger, as Colton pointed out when I did that little jump cut there, it's actually more like the Summer of the Sixth Soldier Samurai.
I said season because technically it started like in May and
well, May is kind of summerish. I'm out of school, so I call it summer. So
we can call it the out of school break of Sixth Rangers.
The Sixth Ranger summer, the Sixth Soldier summer break.
Okay, I can deal with that.
Yeah, good enough. Anyways, so yes, but over at Gokaiger, it was just the month. It's just the June. Where we have, first we had, Bosco, which we'll talk about that episode, shortly. And then after that we had the first appearance of the Silver Gokaiger.
Which was an awesome experience, to be sure.
Which was pretty cool. And then we had a week off of, on Gokaiger, cause, it was preempted for the US Open. And so next week we'll be back with even more Gokaiger, where he's gonna get his mech. But first we gotta talk about, how the Rangers defeated Bosco.
Oh, yes. The end of the second part.
Yes.
The triumphant conclusion.
So it was looking bleak for Marvelous, much as it was looking bleak for Antonio on the samurai side. He and all of his teammates had been captured, and he was sitting there like, what the heck do I do? How can I stop this Bosco guy?
It's very interesting that they parallel the situation quite well between the two series.
Yeah, it's
I mean, it's Six Ranger versus Red Ranger, but still the idea that everyone else is incapacitated, it's up to me, the sole guy left, to fix everything.
Well, it was sheer coincidence, obviously, but it was an interestingly timed coincidence. Especially since it wouldn't have been a two-parter if it weren't for extenuating circumstances in Japan. That otherwise it would have been like, you know, the second part of the two-parter of Gokaiger would have been lining up with the first part of the two-parter in Samurai. But, due to, obviously there were, you know, some natural disasters going on over there, we got it lining up and it was interesting timing.
Definitely.
Yes. So we had a bleak situation. Bosco decided, you know, he kidnapped the Rangers and he called Marvi-chan up on his Gokai cellular and said, hey, either you could give me all the Ranger keys and get your crew back, or I can get rid of the crew and you can keep the Ranger keys. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
It sticks with this motto of, to gain something, you must give up something in return.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like how he took Marvelous's crew, but in exchange left the Ranger keys that he defeated.
Right, yeah. So we get that going on, and so we have some scenes of the four Gokaigers, some fairly comedic scenes of the four kidnapped Gokaigers trying to break out of prison.
Doc acting like a monkey.
Yeah, Doc acting like a monkey, and then they go through the air vents and Bosco like, oh, that was a fun little distraction. Now go back to jail, and also before that, Luca trying to be like, hey. You know, I'll totally join up with you. He's like, yeah, I actually have trust issues.
the guy who betrays everyone has trust issues. I can't believe it.
But I just thought it was so interesting. It's like, yeah, I have trust issues. It's like, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting.
You gotta have trust issues when you're the guy betraying everyone because you just expected at that point that someone else is gonna betray you.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and it's a good point because, you know, she totally would have betrayed him at
well,
the first.
No, exactly. Well, no, I mean, that's what the plan was. But I just love that he specifically, like, outright states, just so you know, I have trust issues because I'm a traitor, so clearly everybody's a traitor. But, like, he points out, like, in a kid's show, it's like, I have issues trusting people. That's my thing.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. And while that's going on, we have parallel scenes of Captain Marvelous pondering what to do. Like, does he give up his dream for his crew, or does he or does he keep his dream but at the cost of his men? And then when he finally does reach a decision and they make the contest, he seems to be ready to give up his dream to free his crew. Touching moment, it seems. But then he points out that he's not going to give up his treasure nor his crew. He's going to take everything.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not giving up either of those things. Shut up, you idiot.
And Bosco's all like, but you have to give up something to gain something. You can't have everything. It's like, but isn't having everything is what being a pirate is all about? Tosses the chest into the air as a distraction, goes to fight Bosco, and while it's flying out, you see that he put his own Mogoratsu in there, so they could when it lands, they can try to transform and free themselves.
Well, and we got a fantastic scene of Joe grabbing the Green Ranger key with his mouth and making Doc grab the cellular the Moby Rats with his mouth, and then he plugs the key in and he goes, whoa, he goes, whoa, and then he transforms and breaks out and saves everyone. And then Bosco
and 12-year-old girls everywhere squeed.
And then Bosco just looking around in shock, like, "What the heck's going on?" And then he goes, "Okay, well, I guess if we're gonna do that, I might as well get the other guys out and go pick up the keys." So he summons the other sixth Rangers, and he goes running towards to get the keys, and finds that that Navi has been picking up all the keys and flies them back to the Gokai Galleon.
All that work, and he failed. But he still has his 10 Sixth Rangers left.
Well, yes, he does have his 10 Sixth Rangers left, so...
You know, this does bring up an interesting point. All these keys are in this chest, yet randomly they can just summon them to their belt.
Yeah, just like how they can magically transform into their costumes. It's not like there's actual physics, bro.
Well, yeah, but they actually have a device that transforms him on hand. This is teleporting matter from one area to another to facilitate the transport.
Well, they have the belt buckles. That might, they have that. That's a device on hand.
Teleporting buckles. Okay, I can dig it.
They always keep the Gokaiger keys in their pocket, and then they can always just, you know, then that's what, like, set, you know, with the Mobirats. So it kind of makes sense. It makes just as much sense as anything else.
Alpha 5 had to teleport 5 keys with attitude.
Exactly. So they fight the 10 Sixth Rangers, and I don't know, I'm not exactly certain why they do better this time, but they do better.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I know why. You see, in the first battle, they're just walking and they're suddenly attacked.
No, that's, in the first battle, they actually just have a big fight already.
With 5 Sixth Rangers, and then 10 show up and attack them when they're surprised, and of course, you know, they know. This time not only are they not surprised, but if you watch the battle, you can really see they're separating them to where they can keep one out of reach.
Yeah, no,
while they attack the other.
You're right, so, I did notice that, and it was 2 weeks ago, but yeah.
Quickly speaking, they take out 5 of their own, make it then where they can do a 5 versus 5 at the end.
Right, yeah, exactly. They do that, and it's pretty cool.
They even out the odds by keeping some of the guys back while they take out the other 5, and then they finish up the last 5.
They take out Mega Silver, Gal Silver, Abare Killer, Boken Silver, and Shinken Gold. So they only have Kiba Ranger, Magi Shine, the Go-On Rings, Go-On Silver, and Go-On Gold, and Gosei Knight. And then they take them out with a new final wave.
Well, we have seen Marvelous do this version of the Final Wave before. We've not seen all 5 of them do this version of the Final Wave at the same time.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm gonna leave this little guy behind to fight you guys, and I'm gonna leave. Bye.
Sadly, though, while they do get all the keys, they don't get to take his awesome trumpet.
No, they don't. They don't get his awesome trumpet, so that they don't actually never ever need to transform again. And so they beat him. They beat the monster by using the Shinken Gokaiyo, and then they go back to the ship, and everything's all happy, and they're like, oh yeah, it all worked out in the end.
They got their 6 Ranger keys.
We got all the new keys. And then
to them, they think, hey, we got all the keys, right? Yeah, sure.
Then it cuts to Bosco, and he apparently has 10 more keys.
But they're not necessarily Rangers.
They're not necessarily Rangers. He has the Ninja Man key.
Actually, that's one of the ones he doesn't have.
Is it not the Ninja Man key? I'm mistaken. He has the Magna Defender key, which is what's called in America. I think it's called the Hyuga Knight or something.
He has Signal Man.
Yes, he does have
traffic safety.
Yeah, for traffic safety.
Because you never know when a pirate's gonna need traffic safety.
Exactly.
I did remember seeing a Dick Master.
Yeah, he had Deca Master. I think he had Deca Swan as well. Yes. He had Wolzard Fire. He had,
that's 5.
He had Magi, the Magi Mother.
Yeah, that's 6.
He for some reason had the female Shinken Red, which I didn't understand.
That's 7. Yeah, for some reason they separate the power of the two versions of the Rangers.
Yeah, it was quite interesting.
I guess they're trying to say, like, they use their power slightly differently, you know?
Yeah, but it was interesting because, I mean, if a female uses the red Shinkenger key, then they should turn into a female version. But, I mean, whatever. I guess it's something. Let's see. They also had here we go. Zuban, who was the Sentinel Knight in Operation Overdrive.
Black Knight.
And yeah, Black Knight, Ryo, and Mele, from Geki Ranger. So that's all 10 of them.
So from what I can see from this, I just have to imagine that's the reason why Bosco kept his fancy horn, because he's gonna be some of these guys eventually.
Yeah, eventually, maybe later on down the line, they'll bring back Bosco, and he'll, you know, all 6 of our Rangers now will have to fight all 10 of his.
What the hell is Bosco gonna do when he loses this? Is there anyone else? What's he gonna pull out the super villain keys?
He'll pull out the Mask X1 key.
Oh, the predecessor to the 6th Ranger.
Yeah, he'll pull out the Mask X1 and the Ninja Man keys.
Oh, do you know what would be great? Because they have the setup where apparently of what appears to be we got the 6th Ranger for the 6 keys, right?
Yeah.
What if Bosco became the extra hero key guy?
You know what they'll do is, you know what they'll do is they'll
Go Kai Watch.
He's gonna pull out the Titanium Ranger key and the Spirit Rangers from Jungle Fury. He's gonna pull out those keys that don't exist in Japan. He's gonna be like, I imported these from America.
After the extra heroes keys, he's gonna turn out the American only Ranger keys.
Yeah. They're gonna be like, where'd you get those? I imported them from America. Okay.
Yes, and then they can get a Ranger for that. Gokai American.
Gokai American, yes. That's definitely going to happen, guys. It's going to be exciting. It's going to happen next week.
And that Gokaiger will be a Japanese guy, but he'll have blonde hair, and he'll be saying random American words and eat cheeseburgers all the time.
Exactly. Lots and lots of cheese. And he'll be drinking beer, and he'll be fat.
It'll be that guy in the silver tracksuit.
It will. That's what I was about to say. Exactly. Exactly that.
He'll reveal he had full flowing blonde hair and a full functioning American accent the whole time.
Yes. So,
joking aside, there is something we need to note.
What is that?
Between this episode and the next Gokai episode, there was a little movie that we didn't get to see.
We were not able to fly out to Japan to go see the Gokaiger versus Gokaiger Gosager 199. Superhero mega battle. Great. I think I had some extra adjectives in there, but you get the gist of it. We didn't get to see the Gokaiger Gosager movie.
And worth note, it's not ignored the plot.
It is not.
Apparently none of the movies are technically.
It's not at all ignored in the plot because apparently they got 11 Sentai powers in the movie because they realized, oh, I don't think we have enough episodes to do it every other episode. So we got 11 Sentai powers in the movie. And I think we're gonna get three in the next episode. Three of the powers that I actually wanted them to get a full episode devoted to. I think almost all of the episodes.
Before we jump to that, speaking of the movie, just a few things that people might want to know, about the movie is, one thing we get to find out, through, spoilers is, we do get to see an extended version of the Legend War.
Yes, that's pretty fantastic and awesome.
And I believe they added they said they added the extra heroes to that.
Yeah, they added, yeah, I think they said they added some of them, but not necessarily all of them. Like Ninja Man is notably absent.
Although, according to apparently a pamphlet of things they wanted to do but couldn't do, apparently before that battle they had this great like 100 robot war where several robots, including like Ninja Man, got destroyed.
Right. Yes. But interestingly enough, not Gosei Knight, who didn't have a demorphed form. He was just always Gosei Knight. But, you know, they do what they do to do what they do.
Yeah, and something worth note for those of you who may have heard of Go Ranger, the very first villain of Go Ranger was the main villain of the movie.
Black Cross King was the main villain of the movie.
And because of that, of course, we get to see the Go Ranger power at the end of the movie defeat Black Knight.
Which, yeah, there wasn't actually Black Cross King. There was actually a lot of the Zangyak. It was Black Cross King goes to Walls Gill, says, "Hey, I'll take out the Rangers for you," and Walls Gill goes, "Okay."
Yeah, but I definitely think it's gonna come up later.
Yeah. And they definitely mentioned that they got like 11 powers in there, many of which I wanted to see. I would like to see the Die Ranger powers episode, or the Go Ranger powers episode, or the Jack episode. But, you know, we get what we get. It's a little disappointing, but oh well. Oh,
to be fair, for that movie, that was both a Go Ranger and Gosager themed movie, really.
It was a Gokaiger Gosager themed movie, really.
Well, Gosager, you had all the guys directly interacting, and as for a Go Ranger, you got the main villain of Go Ranger being taken out when the Go Red, Aka Ranger, basically says, you know, you've earned our powers, and yeah. Then they get to use. And since they didn't have a mech back then, they use the helicopter that they used in Go Ranger.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Which is a nice touch. I mean, I watched the first episode of Go Ranger, and yeah, they use that helicopter in the very first thing. So it's like, so that's where that was from.
So yes, I think the movie looks pretty awesome, and I would love to see it.
Definitely.
But, you know,
we will see it when it eventually comes to Blu-ray.
When it eventually hits DVD or Blu-ray, and
And then,
I'm not going to import a DVD and then a DVD player. If I import anything, I'm importing a Blu-ray to stick it in my shared with Japan region Blu-ray player.
Well, what you could do is you could take that Blu-ray and then you could rip it and you could send me a copy. Anyways.
That's the problem. My computer doesn't have any Blu-ray.
I'm just messing around. Yeah, honestly, you could get the DVD and you could there's region free DVD players in America. But anyways, that's a little off topic. So yes, we will be excited to see the movie when we're able to. If somebody knows where we can see the movie now, you know, preferably legally, but you know, you can go ahead and email us at podcastsentai@gmail.com, and because we would love to see the movie, but we are currently unable to afford the airfare to Japan.
If you're a person who actually produced the movie and you want to send us an advanced DVD to review, we would be glad to.
We would gladly. You know what? We will, even if we don't like the movie, we will gladly give it a 5 out of 5 stars just because we get to see it.
To be personally, I'd probably even pay for a review copy.
Probably.
Just said it, man.
You know what? Journalistic integrity be damned. I would gladly just automatically say this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
While in the movie we know that moving a little bit on, while we know that we see the Go Ranger power, that's the only power we see in the movie because, you know, fittingly they're beating the first Sentai boss ever.
So what we see right away in episode 17, the Awesome Silver Man, the first thing they do is use the Go Ranger powers they recently got.
Well, actually they use several powers before that, but to finish them off, they reveal that before we knew what happened in the movie, when I first watched the episode, I'm like, okay, using this power, and they're like, hey, let's use this Ghost Ager power we recently obtained. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I guess they are expecting that we paid the money to go see the movie because it's a Japanese show playing in Japan.
Well, according to that theater ranking website for Japan, that was the second ranked movie just under Pirates of the Caribbean 4 that week that it premiered.
The Japanese love their pirates.
Indeed they do. Poor X-Men First Class. Its first week debuted at number 4 compared to the first week of Gokaiger's movie being number 2.
Huh. Well, you know, what are you going to get if you're running up against Sentai in Japan?
Well, the first movie probably would have done better, but, you know, I guess popularity starts to wane after a little bit of time.
I guess so. So, I guess, since we've already started talking about
Wolverine, Japan doesn't care.
since we've already started talking about the Awesome Silver Man... let's go ahead and keep talking about it. After they defeat some giant Zagorman, they just, you know, go ahead and Navi say, hey Navi, what do we do now? And Navi tells them
they actually asked to look for a treasure, but what instead? She says to look for a
find a somewhat spectacular silver man, or something along those lines.
Which then leads to the best recurring joke ever. They keep running into a fat guy running around in a silver trench coat.
Yes, it's not a trench coat. It's a tracksuit because he's a jogger.
Yeah,
he's a super fat jogger slash championship eater. Apparently,
have you seen a somewhat spectacular man in the silver? It's like, yeah, right there. It's like, oh, not you again.
It's. I would like to see a scene where he's in a hot dog eating contest with Taku Kubayashi.
You know, what I would really like to see is that he'd have been the Sixth Ranger.
Well, you know, we got that in, we got something like that over in Go Ranger. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. So yes. They beat up the Gorman, and then they're told, hey, we're looking for a spectacular silver guy. They find that guy, and they find a Sentai fanboy. And like, ah, screw you. And they've had to fight an action commander, as usual, who was sent to plant a bomb.
Ironically, once again, they weren't even looking for the guy. They just happened to bump into him.
Yeah, exactly. And so then they you know, beat him up a little bit. And then they transform into Time Fire, Magishine, Mega Silver, Dragon Ranger, and Abura Killer. They get the, you know, they finally pull out the 600 keys to fight Arumadon, I think. Arumadon. And he can't. They can't hit him because he has some super barrier. But then Doc as
good old Don.
Good old Doc as the Green Ranger, as the Dragon Ranger, the green Zyu Ranger, accidentally drops his sword. No, he accidentally dropped his dragon dagger onto his collar, and then he gets hit and like, oh crap, I gotta run away.
And they didn't even understand why at first until they thought about it. It's like, oh, we accidentally hit his one weak point.
Yeah. All right. And so then
poor guy.
Poor yeah, the Sentai fanboy named Guy is like, guys, you should let me join your team. I can be the sixth Gokaiger. It'll be awesome. And now here's my fantasy of how it's gonna work. And he shows how, you know, Marvelous, like, I love baseball and all. No, that's Joe. He's like, hey guys, I'm Captain Marvelous. I'm a little rough around the edges, but I could fix that. I'm Joe. I love baseball and curry. Blah, 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 blah. I'm Luca. I want to help you around the house. I'm Iam, and I seem to be mostly unchanged.
She's like, why am I the only one who seems the same?
And then,
she's the perfect pink Sentai.
And then we have Guy, who's the next Ranger, and he's awesome and stuff. And then, you know, he leaves.
Doc doesn't apparently exist.
Completely forgets about Doc.
Poor old Don.
And so he's like, guys, we need to fix your public image. But then they go, he's like, whatever. And so he goes back up and talks to, they go back up and talk to Navi, and they realize, oh, we completely forgot to look for the Sixth Ranger. The Silver Guy.
Silver.
We gotta look for the Silver Guy. And so they go back down and they're like, hey, you guys seen a Silver Guy? He's like, yeah, he's right over there. And they find the fat guy eating hot dogs. And they get attacked again. And then Guy comes and he's like, listen, guys, let me fight them. Like, no, it's too dangerous. Like, wait for it.
It's
wait
like you
for
don't
it.
Have powers.
Wait for it. Gokai change.
And like, with his own custom morpher.
Yeah, he's got his own Gokai cellular.
And unlike the key turning one, he sticks his action figure in a glass thing and it gets scanned.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're like, OMG, you just totally transformed. What the heck is going on here?
You know, before we finish it up, I think we should talk about how the thing actually looks.
Well, the costume is, until he gets his shield, it mostly looks the same as the Gokaiger costume, except silver, right? Or am I missing something? Oh, and it's also, his visor is orange. Am I missing anything else?
Don't forget his Mobirots.
It's not a Mobirots. It's actually a Gokai cellular. It's different. He's special.
It functions in much the same way, and we need to note the whole button layout on that thing because it's very special.
Yes. Well, we were talking about the costume first, but yes, the button layout on it. He's got he has the normal 1 through 0 and the what is it? He has and then pound and star or whatever. And the button layout is he's got. Every button is a different Sixth Ranger. And so we don't know how it's going to work yet, but everything's got the head of Sixth Ranger on it. So it's the one button is Dragon Ranger, I think. And then the two buttons, Kiba Ranger and so on and so forth.
I'm trying to find a really good image of it. Cause I know I had one before.
Yeah. So am I. I think I posted a pretty good image before, but I can't find it. Let's see. It looks like the one button is Gosei Knight. Maybe the call button's Gosei Knight? I'm confused. The two button, I think, is Dragon Ranger.
The two button is Dragon Ranger. I believe the third button is
Mega Silver.
Ginga Man? Mega
Silver.
Yeah, it's Mega. Sorry.
Yeah, Ginga Man didn't have a Sixth Ranger. They had another hero.
The hang-up button is, I'm pretty sure it's from Die Ranger.
That's Kiba Ranger, then?
I think so. The anchor button is, of course, the one just above two is him, is the Gokai Silver. Gold is number four.
King Ranger, I believe, was his name.
Yeah, King. O is King, so you know it's pretty fitting. Number five is the two gold and silver from that one series.
Go on wings.
Yeah, they share a button apparently, and I don't know what that means. Does he have to push? Does it say to morph into silver? Press one now. To morph into gold, press two.
Para Españoles, Marque 8.
Exactly. Yeah, Shinken Gold is 6. The Samurai from Hurricane is 7. Abari Killer is 8. Time Fire is O. And then I can only vaguely recognize the other ones because there are so many series that I've missed out on the years.
I'd be able to recognize them, but I can't find that picture again. But anyways, it's so simply enough. It's he.
Simply
has,
enough, we're dragging things out.
Yeah, simply enough. Because it's pretty cool. His helmet's actually a little bit different as well. The bottom half is the same, but the top half, instead of having like a pirate hat, it's like a skull cap type thing. Like it just goes on a helmet.
It's a pattern of an anchor.
It's got an anchor. It's like a normal helmet type thing, and so, as opposed to looking like a pirate hat type thing.
I'm still wondering what is going to happen when he actually needs to change the Rangers. Does he have to specifically add a key in there, or is he just doll the thing and then the key disappears and replaces with the other key?
You know, we don't know yet because he hasn't actually transformed into anything past himself yet.
Oh yeah, then we should continue on with his first debut battle.
Yes, we should. So he fights the what's his face? I forgot his name. Arubadon. He fights him and he beats him up a little bit. And then the other Rangers are like, oh, we'll care. And then he gets knocked back. And they're like, okay, well, we'll take care of him here, buddy, little kid.
He was actually doing impressive for a start.
He was doing quite well. But they're like, listen, we'll handle it from here now. And so they start handling it, and they notice, hey, he's got something on his back, the back of his neck, which looks like it's reinforced. So we should hit that part of the back of his neck. But then it cuts up to Wald Gill, who points out that actually the thing on the back of his neck is a bomb, and if they hit it, they will explode and die. And for some reason, Guy notices this, figures it out magically, and he's like, guys, don't hit it. I gotta stop you. Don't do it.
What part of Super Sentai fan do you understand? He's probably watched all the episodes. He knows how the villains think. Besides, even if you don't, It's so obvious that you made a otherwise secret weak point blatantly obvious. You don't reinforce it just to make it so blatantly obvious that they want to strike it even more. That's pretty much saying, attack me.
Yeah, exactly.
Quiet, Zordon.
Yes. I actually, interestingly enough, I didn't mention this, but I keep getting texts. I didn't mention this before, but I was watching the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, which I didn't mention. Their communicators went off. I heard the deet, 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 and I immediately checked my phone. I'm like, oh, wait a second. That's in the movie.
Good times. But yeah, worth noting that he does make this realization when all the other Rangers do not, so he comes up with his own plan. Remove it and toss it in the air so it explodes.
Yeah, exactly. So,
And to finish things off, when he finally gets to hit him because his shield's down, we get to see his first final wave.
Yes, which is a little bit disappointing, is that he uses the final wave, but it's nothing special. It's not like a not even like a super silver final wave. It's just final wave.
Nothing special. He leaps in the air, does a dramatic Shaolin soccer style pose.
Yeah, no, it's
and
cool.
And throws this badass spear right through the guy.
It's totally cool and awesome, but it's not named specially, which normally the range, you know, the sixth ranger gets something special naming it wise at least. But
he probably will later once he starts tapping into his powers more. He's still new at this.
Maybe you're right. But right now he just got final wave, which was cool. It was awesome. And that was it for the episode, right?
They start questioning him, but he's got nothing to say apparently.
Yeah, he just smiles.
It's like nobody questions so fast. Don't spoil it, ruin the mystery or something like that.
Well, yeah, exactly. And next week I think we're gonna get some more into him.
We did get a preview, the realization that here's something like if like you want power, like it's something about a secret power, you know, and he's like, I've got three, and then it shows Dragon Ranger, a Barra Killer, and Time Fire.
Right, those are the three, at least three of, if not the only three, sixth Sentai heroes that have died.
And worth noting, all of them had dragon zords, or dragon mecha, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Two of them make sense because from a dragon series, but for some reason, Time Fire had a Q Rex or a X Rex.
He had a Quantasaurus Rex in America, but in Japan, it was just called the V Rex.
Fancy. But yeah, this seems to be that we also get revealed that we see a mech we've never seen before that kind of looks like almost in a way it kind of looks like it could be related to the Tyrannorangers Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, it does.
Mecha.
It looked pretty similar. The helmet when it transformed, I thought was very reminiscent of the original helmet from G-Ranger.
So what I'm thinking of is I'm imagining that the three powers that they will gain will be exclusive to he'll at least be able to use them on his own the six mech.
I'm not sure about that, but I hinted at earlier.
Like I could imagine there being a six ranger version just for his dinosaur could transform different things.
Maybe.
But also they could combine like that mech with their own to like create different combinations for the three.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I hinted at earlier, I'm a little disappointed because I really, actually, three of the episodes that I really wanted to see were the Time Ranger episode, the Jew Ranger episode, and the Abba Ranger episode, and now we're not getting those.
You're sort of getting three in one.
Yeah, I'm getting three in one, but I wanted to see three specific episodes, but those three specific, but you know, whatever. It's
if in the one in a million not gonna happen chance they have Tommy make a video cameo just like looking over when the Dragon Ranger starts speaking.
You are such a fanboy.
Oh, you know it would be awesome.
It would, but you know it's ridiculous.
You know, all they have to do is have someone with a camera just record Jason David Frank eating at a restaurant or something, and then looking over and having the Dragon Ranger appear over him briefly before going back to his meal, and then there you go, fan service achieved.
Yeah, whatever. It's not gonna happen.
They can't exactly get Burai. He's kind of a corpse.
Well, that's like I said. They bring back the three dead ones.
Plus, if I heard right, he might be one of those people that really don't want to go back to Sentai.
Yeah. As far as from what I heard, I think the only actor that's returning is the actor for Abure Killer.
Which is sad because you'd want all three to be represented in the form where they get all their powers.
Well, yeah. No, the costumes aren't making a return, but the actors are not.
Which is disappointing. I mean, I'll accept this in terms that they at some point bring someone from Time Ranger and someone from Zoo Ranger into the series in a later episode.
These are my terms and conditions, Toei. Meet them.
Exactly.
You
owe me after the shit you pulled with Kai.
I have kidnapped Captain Marvelous, and these are my demands.
It's kind of like we sort of got a Jock episode in series, and then we had Big One appear in the movie.
Yeah. Well, we didn't really get a Jock episode in the series, though.
It was card game themed, and then they transformed into Jock.
Yeah, but we didn't really get the episode.
It was sorta.
It was kind of. Anyways, I think that's it for Gokaiger, right?
Wow, time flies. We've already covered so many weeks worth of material.
Actually, time fire. Anyways. Yes,
thank you for that.
That is it for Gokaiger. So now we're going to move on into the top. So, as is not the norm,
Less lazy this week.
Yeah, right. And by less lazy, we mean we just sat down for 40 minutes and watched. Actually, I sat down for 40 minutes, whereas Colton sat down for 60 minutes and watched the first episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Day of the Dumpster, and the first episode of Himitsu Sentai Go Ranger, which I don't know the title to.
It'd basically be Secret Squadron 5 Ranger when you translate it.
Right, but I meant what the actual
well, that's no problem because I have a perfectly open website over here where I can look.
and Colton,
the first episode is called The Crimson Sun, The Invincible 5 Rangers. Or
there
Go Ranger,
go.
If you don't want to be specifically sticking with the title. Like some translators don't like to translate what the things in front of Ranger mean.
Yeah, well, it depends on the translators.
And like you're about to say, in addition, I even yeah, already seen the
yeah,
episode.
Colton decided to take it a step further and watch the first episode, or at least rewatch the first episode of Kyoryu Sentai Gyuranger.
The birth.
The episode that at least half of which was the whole episode was used for about half of the first episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Am I correct?
That's kind of the funny thing. The stock footage was used, but so much of the plot was changed. It was ridiculous.
Well, yeah, no, until later on, until something like Gal Ranger,
well,
where we had Jonathan
from the
Zachary.
Opening, they skipped all the stuff with the then hidden White Wizard Barza just minding his own business in front of his apartment building that hides the secret dinosaur gods, and goes straight to the planet Nemesis, where dubbed over Japanese astronauts are free of the witch Bandora, and then we skip past the stuff where she's flying on the city through a bike, mostly except for one little flash inside of a Zordon's globe, and we skip the part where she refixes a Japanese city and then puts her palace on top of it for an episode before leaving to the moon.
Right. So Colton's gigging out aside. There are some major differences in those two episodes. I feel
you can't deny they made it their own.
Of course, yes. Until later on where they decided, we don't want to do work, we're just going to copy the plot. instead of talking about that first, we're going to talk about the very, very first Sentai, which I just watched today, as opposed to Day of the Dumpster, which I watched a day or two ago. Himitsu Sentai Go Ranger. And the first episode starts off with they're members of Eagle, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, they're all members of Eagle, and there's five stations across Japan, and what happens is each station gets attacked by what we know now as the Black Cross Army, something along those lines. I forget exactly what the subs called them, but they got
Black Crusaders.
The Black Crusaders, yes. And so each station gets hit. The station, the first station where they're playing soccer, the second station where there's snow, the third station where I don't even remember what they're doing, the fourth station which is all women, and the fifth station where the one guy's taking care of pigeons.
There's always got to be a butt monkey in the group.
Yeah. So we have the five stations that get attacked, but only one person survives from each station. And
perfectly convenient.
Perfectly convenient. So now we have five people that become rangers, and immediately they become rangers. They don't show them becoming rangers. They just, oh, by the way, they're rangers now. And we have
that was an interesting point where you just immediately go on, then you see the blue ranger in costume doing his training, and then the red ranger rides on the bike and says like, "Blue ranger, you're in.
And you are worthy." And so he passes by all of them, and so it reveals all of them, and then he gives them a little message to meet them at
Snackgon,
and so they all meet up there, except they're missing one, and so then they go down, and he's downstairs, and it reveals that it's already revealed this, but it reveals that the the Red Ranger is the leader, and the Blue Ranger plays guitar. And the Pink Ranger is a girl.
And wears hot pants.
And
it's the 70s.
The Green Ranger is television presenter James May. And the Yellow Ranger is fat.
And that's probably going to be a recurring joke, considering he ate full large bowls of spicy curry at one sitting.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He wanted him to come back and be the American Ranger. So yes, we have these guys, and they are our rangers, and then we have the Black Crusaders who are going around shooting people with guns with invisible bullets.
But at least they're actually getting hit by bullets and dying instead of a random laser blast,
right.
and people are somehow alive.
In the first 5 minutes, all of our main characters' best friends die.
In the first 5 minutes. Five military bases have every member die, but
no,
one.
No. In the first 5 minutes, our hero's brother dies, In the first 10 minutes, all of our main characters' friends die. And by the end of the episode, we have children about to be blown up by a bomb. You know, for kids.
That's for kids in Japan.
Yeah, exactly. So
they're awesome. Especially in the '70s when they liked go-go pants.
So,
or hot pants or
so yeah, so we
go,
have
go boots.
Yeah, so we have the Rangers. They fight the Black Crusaders. I didn't mention that the Black Crusaders, they all go after they've defeated, you know, the Eagle. They all go to meet their boss, who is apparently a grandmaster of the clan. And he's like, yes, now that we've defeated them, we can take over Japan. But he didn't account for
the... we can take over Japan. And then, oh crap, there's the other 45 branches internationally of Eagle and the rest of the countries. Damn.
He didn't account for the Rangers either. So
he didn't account for the Rangers. He didn't account for the fact that, hey, the instant the rest of the world learns that terrorists have taken over Japan, there's going to be a whole lot of missiles being shot into your base.
Yes. So
it's called allies.
So yeah. So he sends out some lame fighters and.
You know, when I think about it, it was the '70s. America would totally be sending the first then unrevealed stealth bombers.
So the Rangers swiftly take care of Gold Mask, and beat him up, and then
blow him up.
Is that it? They don't even do anything after that. They just beat him up and then they're done.
That was the best thing about the end of the episode. They kill him with a soccer ball.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
Basically, if the Pink Ranger kicks it over to a Ranger, then the next Ranger, the next Ranger, the next Ranger, and the Blue Ranger is the last one to kick it to the Red Ranger, who just does this epic spike, hits Gold Mask in the back of the head, and he falls down and explodes.
Well, I also liked how I don't think anybody ever touched anybody else. They just jumped and got hit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Colton.
And for the 70s, the jump cuts were the best.
Colton.
We look like we're leaping, but actually we're just pulling the camera down.
That's a fantastic relic of the 70s, Colton. How did you like this episode?
I actually found it to be quite fun in the cheesy way. Because that's one of the things I like about a lot of these Sentai. They go ultra serious, but it's in such a cheesy manner, especially for the culture of the time. And you notice, like, the little things that you would expect from Japan at that time, like the Pink Ranger pulled off her earrings and they were explosives.
Yeah, right.
Which actually makes her one of the more deadly people, because you can actually just throw grenades from her ears. It's crazy. And all their masks had removable visors that had different weapons. The Red Ranger removed his visor, and there was another one underneath, of course, and that revealed a whip. The Green Ranger had a boomerang mask. The Blue Ranger had a bow. I didn't get to. I actually looked away when the. I looked away just as the Pink Ranger pulled her, so I didn't see what hers did. What did hers do?
I missed it.
And what did the Yellow Rangers do? I can't remember his.
I missed that too.
Jeez, the few small details I missed, and of course, you missed them as well.
Yes, I did.
Thanks for your attention. Anyways. Overall, it was a nice little silly series. I mean, the effects, if you thought anything from even the earliest Power Rangers you've seen were cheap, oh boy, these effects were... Did you see when the first Eagle building got blown up where the Red Ranger was?
Yeah.
I've seen early Godzilla movies with more realistic buildings than that.
Well, there was also the fantastically realistic-looking picking up the bus scene.
Oh, yes, where we have to ram through the clearly fake building and click the clearly fake bus to the clearly fake plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Although we can't completely just the... What was it called? The Veritunes?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
It was
very something. They're playing, because I remember that's the thing that Gokaiger merged with for the movie.
Oh, okay.
I remember saying it because the first time I saw this episode, I started trying to watch it a few weeks ago, but I never got to finish. I saw the opening, I saw the helicopter, and then I went, wait a minute, and I looked back into the Gokaiger movie premiere, and then we see a scene with those same helicopter propellers on his back, and I was like, oh, that must be the Go Ranger power.
Yeah, yeah.
And which it turns out to be the case. But yeah, overall, I enjoyed the episode. It was pretty fun. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was just a fun little romp in the 70s, just Like, it's just, you know, just ridiculous things, like, you know, like when, I think it was the Blue Ranger coming out, and they're shooting everybody, and all they see is people coming out, and you hear, and then people falling.
Oh, and the explosion effects, you can clearly see they're cut into a completely different area for blowing up.
Oh, yeah, the fantastic explosions and the cuts and all that.
I'm only disappointed that I could only find, like, 5 episodes of the series.
Yeah.
We were lucky to find episode 1.
Yeah, it's just how it's released, you know? We don't get to choose how they put out their, how people happen to record them at the time.
And the disappointing thing is there was a second and fifth episode subbed, but whoever subbed it apparently had video problems, so they had to, because the videos would stop like about a minute in, and so they never around to fix them because they stopped subbing that series.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I'd love to see that series. I mean, if they can freaking sub Battle Fever J of everything, why not the original?
Maybe some people just really like Battle Fever J, man.
Yeah, don't dancing be... people from different countries.
Don't be dissing no Battle Fever J.
I'm not, but I'm more disappointed that I couldn't find, of all the Sentai, the only series I couldn't find any episodes for was Jock.
Yeah, well, you know, it's no Sun Vulcan, I'll tell you that.
What does Sun Vulcan have on Big One?
I don't know, man, but
Big One.
So yes, that was Go Ranger. It was just a fun little 70s romp, you know, stupid little thing. The helmets all look like paper mache, and the costumes looked homemade.
They probably were homemade.
Probably. Didn't necessarily have the budget of Gokaiger today. But something that did maybe have a budget comparable to Gokaiger today was at least the Japanese footage of the Japanese footage that was coming into Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is what I meant to say.
Yeah, it's very different. It's very interesting because it's a little bit less clear. It's a little bit less obvious now because the technology's gotten better, and both sides, American and Japanese, have gotten very good at making things look decently realistic and matching. But back in the day, you could clearly tell what was stock footage and what was not. It was no effort.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Well, the Japanese footage was like 10 times blurrier. First thing.
I don't think they got good prints of the original footage.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess not.
It's Toei in the 90s giving stuff to Americans. They're not getting the good quality footage.
Right, exactly. Nowadays if they don't give them the good footage, they're just, oh, well, I guess I'll just have to download the HD RAWs off the internet. It's better than what the crap Toei's given us.
Yeah, back in the day, you know, it's like, oh, whatever, it works.
Yeah, exactly. So Day of the Dumpster. I don't have a comparison to Geo-Ranger, and I know you can talk about it for 20 minutes if you're going to compare it. I think everybody must have seen this episode, and if you haven't, it's on Netflix and it's streaming. You should go check it out.
Yeah, but even if you hate Power Rangers, you had to at least seen this episode.
Well, if you hate Power Rangers, why are you listening to this show?
They might be Sentai fans.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because while we both overlap in our interest in both Sentai and Power Rangers, some people, you know, are one or the other.
I don't know.
Some people are none, but the people who are neither either aren't listening or are really pretentious jerks who just like listening to things they hate.
A lot of, and their names are Dr. Naysay. I think what it was, you know, there are some Sentai fans who just, if they hear anything good about Power Rangers, they just automatically hate whoever's opinion it is. But whatever. What I want to talk about is the first episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
You do the majority of talking on this one if you want, and I can cover Z-Ranger.
Well, then you're going to have to cover Z-Ranger, and then you're going to talk for 20 minutes.
I don't have to talk for 20 minutes. The episode was 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but you...
What do you expect me to do? Give a line-for-line dialogue with descriptions?
Yes. Yes, I do, Colton.
I'm not that prepared. I just remember a good portion of it.
Yes. So, anyways, in this episode, we have... The Rangers are at the juice bar, I guess. They're just hanging out at the juice bar, and then there's an earthquake. Well, it starts off with, obviously, after 10,000 years, I'm free. It's time to conquer Earth.
which is interesting. I guess I should just point this out, that the dialogue change is a little bit more pessimistic in the English version, because the first thing she says when she looks out to Earth in the Japanese is the Witch of Andorra. It's like, my home planet, the Earth, and it talks about how long it's been and then how she's going to wipe all life off the Earth. But yeah.
Okay. Yes. So and then we get Zordon recruits 5 teenagers with an attitude.
You know, I love the way he says that. Get me 5 overbearing and over-emotional youths. Oh no, not teenagers!
Not that. Anything but that. Not teenagers. So,
I think that line drove more people from watching Power Rangers than any other. That starting opening. So it's like, yeah, this is stupid. No.
So he recruits 5 teenagers with attitude, and they are like, you guys are.
What was Zordon's backup plan? Get me 5 8-year-olds with mild skin irritation. Just something random. It's like he has this random process selection. Okay, that didn't work out. Pull out the fishbowl for the next team of 5 people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get me 5, let's see, pull out adjective, overbearing, adjective, over-emotional, noun, youths.
Oh, just wait. His next plan after that was get me 5 geriatrics with Alzheimer's.
That's you know, it just might have been. Might be his next line.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, exactly.
But moving along for my horrible, horrible jokes.
They go and they get sucked up, and then, you know, Zach is like, listen, man, this is heavy.
What are they, kind of assholes in the future or something?
Ha, you got it. Yes. So Zach's like, listen, man, this is ridiculous. It's cool and all, but I don't want to do this because, first of all, why'd you make me the Black Ranger? Why I gotta be the Black Ranger, racist?
And the reason they decide not to do this and go out into the desert is because stock footage demands it.
Right. So, God damn it. Okay. Yes.
And they're just walking in the middle of the desert when suddenly stock footage attacks.
Yeah, so they're walking in the middle of the desert when the putty patrol shows up. And like, oh, crap, we got to fight these guys. Oh, we haven't fought these guys before, so we're crappy. So now we use these power morphers he gave us.
And suddenly we have what looks like 10 years of martial arts experience that we didn't have.
Well, to be fair, Jason had martial arts experience. But yeah.
No one else had quite that level of experience.
Zach danced.
Look at Billy. Should he have been fighting like that for the first time?
Trini's Asian. Yeah. Anyways, so we had they fought, and then they randomly showed up in the city and they fought, and then they had a Zord battle in downtown Tokyo.
Yeah, they just randomly leaped from America to Tokyo for one battle.
Yeah, exactly. It's. I mean, you know, the Zordon's got some teleportation capabilities.
The Monkey King would be proud for a leap like that.
Yes, exactly. So they fight in Tokyo, and they fight Goldar, because it's the first episode. They fight Goldar, and then it's all done, and they're all like, "Hey, man, we're gonna be a team now," and Zordon's putting on a fake British accent. And
then we have some horrible jokes, and Alpha 5 doesn't understand humor, so it nearly explodes, and then ha ha ha, the end. Basically, is that about right?
Yeah, basically. We have Super Valley Girl Kimberly, too, and fake Maxon Zordon.
So what did you think of the episode as a whole?
You know, I thought it may not hold up as much, but, you know, with the nostalgic value intact, I thought it was pretty good, just remembering. I watched it recently again, it was just a fun little classic little thing. So yeah, there's not much to say. It was Power Rangers through and through. What did you think?
Oh, I definitely enjoyed it. I mean, it's definitely got the camp value, and you could tell they were airing for that certain type of 90s kid at the time. Dude, I loved it! But seriously, all jokes aside, yeah, I definitely found some pleasure in the old ways. And because I watched the Z Rangers episode, I actually found little smiles here and there for myself when I noticed, hey, they left this tiny reference in, or hey, they forgot to take that out, or hey, I know how that really worked. So yeah, it was a nice little mixture and match. But how do you think it held up as the start of Sentai, Super Sentai versus the start of Power Rangers? How do you think those two compare and contrast?
Power Rangers had 15 years extra on Sentai to 15 years of technology on the first episode of Sentai.
So they start off with better special effects.
So yeah, so they had some better special effects, and obviously the giant mech, which became a staple of Super Sentai. I mean, you know, it's not that fair a comparison, I guess, but they both had, you know, nice little wacky fun things to see.
Yeah, I generally liked the whole setup of what they were doing with both series. I mean, they started in distinctly different ways, but and you could see a little bit of traits in both that they shared. You have the costume heroes, the people who were minding their own business, and when a villain shows up, they have to team up. And they even have their own little vehicles and stuff, even if they're not quite the same caliber of device. For your Zord, in comparison, you've also got their plane and stuff. It's not quite the same, but, you know, it's a similar experience. And for me, I had a little bit of extra experience because I saw Zeranger, which opened up quite differently, actually.
Yeah, I want you to give short thoughts on comparisons and not just the first episode of Zeranger, because technically, in the grand scheme of things, the first episode of Zeranger doesn't really matter.
Oh, harsh, man. Yeah, in the opening there were several different notes. Like in the opening, we get to see an old man in front of an apartment building, and he's watching when he suddenly sees a lot of people gathering around a TV when they reveal that the planet Nemesis appears around the Earth once every 230,000 years or so, and so astronauts are going for the first time. And then as they go to open up the Witch Bandora's container, and apparently they brought children with them, but they never showed that in the English version. But he's got this like giant like elf looking ear now, magically he's like, don't open it, don't free her, but they do, and she breaks free, destroys their container, and then they, after calculating they've been in prison for 170 million years, they decided that it's time to get revenge. So they screw up the city, they start reshifting it and put it on their base, and while they're doing that, we get to see the old man transform into the white wizard Barza and go down into his apartment building's 2000th basement floor to awaken the sealed away Rangers, because unlike Power Rangers, where all the Rangers were just randomly chosen teens, these were five people from the age of the humans that had descended from dinosaurs, from the age of dinosaurs, who were sealed away should the Witch Bandora ever be freed. So it's definitely a different experience, because these guys actually do have some experience battles. As he frees them one by one, we learn that the Pink Ranger is the princess of one tribe. The black, blue, and yellow rangers were all knights from the tribe, and then we don't see until later, because there's a broken key that makes it where he can't free the red ranger right away. He's the prince of his tribe, the Yamato tribe, and he's the official leader, we find out. They go to free her, and the whole desert stock footage thing I mentioned earlier, you find out where that comes from, and the fact that when they enter this building that was basically recreated for the witch, when they enter, they're immediately in this kind of like a desert meets ocean thing, and they look over, there's these little clay looking puppets that are dancing, and they're like, oh, this is nice, isn't it? And then suddenly the fists grow giant and they punch them, and they transform into putties. And then the cheapest special effect I think I've ever seen in a show of that age happens, where a very cheaply done CG TV pops out with her face, and then a very cheap CG 3D pop out staff of hers pops out, and she starts shocking them with the cheapest effects I've ever seen. Which is probably why that scene wasn't used, because that was a very cheap look. And we actually get a different fight. You know the stock footage on the roof?
Yeah.
While that fight does happen, Goldar is not the one who grows giant. What happens is she summons the first of her new monsters, Dora Titan, which is a giant kind of like a gladiator. It's kind of a giant gladiator looking monster who takes the shrunken spaceship with little kids. And steals it off. They actually can't. They actually have to flee for this first fight. They can't beat it.
Interesting.
Because you don't see the mech in the first thing. In fact, they don't even know they really have mechs at first. you don't see until the second episode that they go into the backstory and you get to see the Dragon Ranger, Dragon, or the Donis, the damn it, the Tyrannosaurus Rex mecha, the Guardian Beast Tyrannosaurus. Which, interestingly enough, unlike Power Rangers, where you start off with the Megazord, in the original, the first episode, you only had the Red Ranger and his Tyrannosaurus Guardian Beast fighting, but that's neither here nor there. Generally speaking, like I pretty much finished a real quick cut of the episode, and I liked it. I mean, they go for different feels, clearly, when you have ancient dinosaur warriors versus five teenagers with attitude.
Yeah.
But feels aside, it was nice. We get to see definitely some fighting. We get to see an interesting villain, a little bit different from what we've seen from Rita, but not entirely different. You get a lot of the same feels. And overall, I did enjoy it.
All right.
I know you have to go soon. And
yes,
back probably in 2 minutes. So
yeah.
I'll let you sign out.
No. We got emails because I do have to leave soon. But I wanna get some stuff done. So I have a little bit more time. So I am going to go ahead and go into the email section. All right. Isamu. Anyways, we have an email from a fan who starts off saying, "Hey guys, you have fans that can use email."
Oh no, I can't believe it. It can't be true.
Because apparently nobody sent us emails before, because it's kind of true. We had like two emails before. So yes, we got an email from him. He writes, "Yo, Sentai Power Rangers. I'd like to start this off by saying I'm a Sentai fan. I've watched Power Rangers up till the one after Lost Galaxy, which is Lightspeed Rescue, but came back for a few, Wild Force, Ninja Storm, and some of Dino Thunder. And for a long time I loved Power Rangers, but as I got older I started to notice things, early in MMPR, before it was almost all new footage. I thought it was odd how the Rangers' bodies changed when they morphed, like Jason, who was a big guy, got a bit smaller as a Red Ranger, and after they started using Sentai footage again, I saw it again. As I stopped watching Power Rangers and started watching a lot of anime and started listening to podcasts, one of which, Anime Hack, which I think stopped recording episodes, talked about Kamen Rider and Sentai a lot, prompted me to watch it. I started with Kamen Rider Kabuto, I don't know how to pronounce that. After a few episodes, I dropped and didn't go back till recently. A friend told me bluntly to watch Samurai Sentai Shinkenger. So I gave it a shot, and holy expletive deleted. It was awesome. Hands down, one of the best things I've ever seen. I loved all the characters and how they were portrayed, and while watching it, I thought to myself, how the hell can they do this in English? Well, they did, and I guess Power Rangers Samurai may be good, but after watching Shinkenger, it made me rage on so many levels. Granted, I only saw one episode. That's all I could really stomach, so I just may be biased. Shinkenger set the bar so high for me. While watching it, I noticed the acting was a lot better than I'd remembered Power Rangers to be, and the story had dark themes. Chimetsu Dokoku, who is called Xandrid in the English, is for once a baddie I wouldn't want to mess with. His name had to be changed because Chimatsu means bloodbath, and when you finally see him, yeah, he lives up to it. Decker, who is Fuwa Juzo, Fuwa means disembowelment, is a lot more sinister, and Uramasa, they did pronounce it right in English, he didn't say anything about that. From what I've heard from you, Power Rangers Samurai is almost an episode-to-episode copy-paste from Shinkenger, which makes a lot of plot holes. The random fisherman in the Swordfish Origami, Folding Zord, episode was a Kurotachi who worked for the previous Shiba head and quit when he was killed. Ryunosuke, Shinken Blue, thought his dedication captain the Swordfish Origami, the fisherman, goes back to the Shiba mansion to work as a Kurotachi. They were all nameless people in black, face covered, who tended to be the Shiba family, and the surrounding area also brought flags and beat drums when the Sentai fought the Ayakishi, the Nilox. The Ayakishi have two lives, one normal-sized and one giant-sized. When you kill one, the other is born and attacks you. You guys said they didn't explain the giant monsters in English. The secret that Jaden has is a lot more subtle in Shinkenger. They may be hinted at in episode 1 and 6, and then sprung it on you in 42, 43, when Kaoru, Shiba, took over Shiken Red. Takaru was a shadow to hold her spot while she trained and mastered the ceiling character, which takes massive amounts of Moji Kara, called Simple Power in English, and honestly, it sounds horrible. She had no relation to Takaru until she adopts him and then resigns to the Shiba head, making him the rightful heir to Shinken Red and the Shiba clan's 19th head. I highly recommend you guys watch Shinkenger, it's so much better. I'm going to stop here because there's a massive text block. Sorry about that. Your dedicated Sentai fan, Isamu.
It's always nice to hear someone who knows a little bit more than us about things.
Yeah, somebody who knows anything about things. Yes, he was he's a huge, huge fan of Shinkenger, and apparently we should watch it.
I want to watch it eventually, but we got a lot of Sentai we need to watch.
Yeah, that's right. At least one of my friends on Twitter, I think you've met him through the Daizen Shiwi X forums. Jacob Paschel, you might know him better as Yugi's Black Magician.
Oh, yeah.
He's been watching. I think he's been going through watching the Sentai, and he really, really likes Shinkenger as well. So,
is he one of our listeners?
I don't know if he listens. I should tweet him and be like, "Yo, you should start listening."
Yeah, we're totally on Daisy. Actually, totally sees there, but
totally.
Yeah, I definitely do want to see the Sentai at some point. I just haven't had a chance. But you know, with the downtime on a Samurai, we could actually catch up to where Samurai is in Shinkenger.
Yeah, probably.
I think it'd be the perfect time.
We might. We'll see. We have time during the summer, and I was planning on watching RPM and Go-Onger because I keep hearing RPM is really good, and maybe not so much with the Go-Onger, but we will check those out all during the summer. We might do like a Sentai summer topic series or something like that, and you know, clue you guys in on what Sentai you should watch if you haven't already watched the Sentai, because we're going through these the first time too, or maybe in which Power Rangers you should watch if you haven't watched those seasons of Power Rangers. And we had another email from Alex Lewis, who said, "Hey guys, do you think they should use Die Ranger and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 2? Short question. What do you think? I think he means the Die Ranger costume, because obviously they use these Zords. I'm pretty sure he means the Die Ranger costumes a la Zio, where they just change the powers and get new costumes. Colton?
I definitely agree there. I think it could have been cool to see the costumes and maybe follow the plot a little bit more closely, because basically they just kept their old villains.
Yeah.
I'd have been interested to see how that would look adapted, and they kind of did a compromise with Cocker Ranger, where they did briefly have their own ninja suits.
Sure.
Although well, they kind and of went and back then, to the full suits.
And then they had the Alien Rangers.
So many things to explain there, but yeah, I generally think that it would be good to. Do all that?
I think they did just fine. I feel like if they'd gone and
it worked with what they did. I'm just saying I wouldn't complain if you know.
Right. No, but I just think if they'd done something else, they might have even gone back and just picked the same villain as they do, just gone and used the Die Ranger villain, and then we wouldn't have had Lord Zedd, and that would just be a crying shame.
I'm telling you. Some series in Japan, they need to eventually use that suit for something.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
I mean, it would work. I mean, like I was saying for the Zondiac, he has a giant Z on his head. Zondiac Emperor. He carries a Z staff.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
It's not like it'd be hard to get the setup, you know?
Yeah, no. So, that's it. That is it for this episode of Podcast Sentai Power Rangers. We've gone on really long. I promised an extra long episode on Twitter, because we had we had no episode for 2 weeks, so I think an hour and a half long episode is needed.
We could edit it down probably to an hour and 15 minutes.
Probably something like that. So Colton, if people want to email us what's his name? like Alex and Isamu did, where can they send those emails?
I believe that's podcastsentai@gmail.com.
That's right. And that's podcast@gmail.com. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at Sentai Rangers. That's SentaiRangers.
Curiously, what episode was it that Link Hard joined us on again for the first time? Was it episode one?
That was episode one.
Because I remember we had delays and stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we were going to do a lot of episodes between. We were going to do a first episode, and then I decided, I guess let's just wait for Linkara for a first episode. And finally, yes, that was episode one that we had Linkara on. That's why we had so many views for our first episode. So yeah, that's it for the show. Join us hopefully next week when we release a new episode of Podcast Sentai Power Rangers.
And, wait, how many views did we get for the first episode?
We'll talk about that off whatever. So until then, may the power protect you.